Okay. Back, you know, still at training camp practices, competing with our offense every day, coming out of the game, trying to get better at some of the things we talked about as we got the evaluation done, and just continue to work and get better at the techniques and fundamentals that we're trying to work. So that's kind of where we are right now and what we're working on.
Does it affect the defense at all when there's so many quarterbacks out with injuries? Or do you guys kind of just what they do the same?
All we can control is what we can control. So from our aspect of it, we're concentrating and focusing on what we got to do, not worried about, you know, who we're playing against, those kind of things. I mean, we're still working some installs. We're still working the techniques and fundamentals and just continuing to work to get better at those things.
Trey Roberson, college quarterback, or moving to cornerback now. When he's on the field, he seems to be playing well. What is it about his game that allows him to switch?
You know, he came in and really hadn't had any experience at playing the cornerback position, and then this offseason really bought into what we were trying to teach, and you could just see him getting better from day to day. And then when we got in competitive situations, he came out, he competed, he did well, and you know, he's had a lot of carryover as we come into training camp doing a lot of similar things. So the one thing that's impressive about him is for a guy that, you know, really hasn't been at the position that long, you know, just jumping in there and understanding what it is concept-wise we're trying to do coverage, and he's done a nice job.
Kind of always talks about how cornerback's one of the hardest positions on the defense to learn and get used to at the NFL level. What's kind of the biggest difficulty for him when he makes that transition?
Well, I mean, the reason it's so difficult is because you're out there on an island most of the time by yourself. So from that aspect of it, you know, that's it's a tough matchup because you're out there covering pretty much man-to-man all the time. But from a concept aspect of it, we don't really do a lot with the corners. I mean, there's only a few techniques that they work and have to worry about. But understanding what teams are going to try to do to us, like, you know, we got better from the first week to the second week. I mean, they're just understanding, number one, what we're doing philosophically, and then what, you know, what teams are going to try to do to exploit what it is that we do.
The fact that he was a quarterback and has an understanding of route concepts and stuff maybe help him in that transition?
You'd have to ask him that. I think it could be a plus for him. At least he's looked at it from the eyes of a quarterback and kind of know what they're thinking and their thought process is. But we've really just been concentrating on what it is we're asking him to do and continue to work the techniques and the fundamentals of what we're trying to do.
Last couple for George.
Excited to get the first game at U.S. Bank Stadium underway?
Oh, no doubt about it. We're excited about being back home and getting a chance to go play in front of our home crowd, and we're excited about it and looking forward to it. All right?
Thanks.